This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Lebanon's embattled leadership under fire after a massive explosion destroyed large parts of central Beirut faced public fury Thursday and stern calls to reform from the visiting French president and the IMF. Reuters' Adam Reed has more.
Facing devastation, help is arriving in Lebanon. These emergency aid flights from Italy and Russia touching down in Beirut, carrying medical personnel and supplies, less than 2 days after a catastrophic explosion leveled the city's port area and destroyed large sections of the Lebanese capital. French President Emmanuel Macron also arrived Thursday, promising to help organize international efforts, whilst warning Lebanon's authorities that they need to address the corruption within.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. The top U.S. envoy for Iran, Brian Hook, is leaving his post, and Elliot Abrams, the U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela, will add Iran to his role following a transition period with Hook. That's according to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Hook's surprise departure comes at a critical time when Washington has been intensely lobbying at the United Nations to extend an arms embargo on Iran, and as the UN Security Council prepares to hold a vote on the U.S. resolution next week. Iraq says Thursday it would make an additional cut in its oil production of about 400,000 barrels per day in August to compensate for its overproduction over the past period under the OPEC nations' reduction pact. Iraq says the oil output cut in August will be over and above the agreed cut for the month, according to a statement by Iraq's oil ministry.